Hey, good Monday, folks. As is often the case, prepare to be challenged, offended, or possibly even terrified, because everything that I'm going to tell you is absolutely true and backed up both statistically and historically. Right out of the box, I'm going to tell you that what this episode is about, as unbelievable as it may sound, is how America is going to be overtaken and conquered by Mexico, Central and South America. One important thing I would like to get out of the way immediately is to clarify that I am not a statistician, nor am I a man of letters, such as a historian with a PhD. So as a consequence, what I do on my show is not structured in that way. There are many people far more qualified than myself to fill that void. Having said that, though, I feel I am very reasonably knowledgeable in several fields of study. All I can say is I have known many people in my life that most would consider brilliant. But in getting to know these people very closely, in most cases, what they shared in common was having a tendency to be a bit myopic in their worldview. Or put it another way, they could absolutely focus on any tree in the forest, but could not really grasp the concept of the forest itself. They couldn't see the bigger picture. As you can see, I'm using a backdrop video, the link to which I'm putting in the description below. And generally speaking, it's pretty good. In the end, however, although it does take a good, it makes a good job of pointing out some pretty, accurately how things are. It completely misses the mark, however, as to the real cause of what's going on and what can be done about it. In the end, this would be like me approaching someone on the street and asking them why the sky is blue. And their response would be them telling me because it is. Meaning, of course, they didn't answer the question at all. The current population of El Salvador is around 80% that's living in the urban areas, around 5 million, which roughly comes out to about 800 people per square mile. Now, some may argue that, relatively speaking, there are many places throughout the world that have equal or perhaps even much larger population densities. You don't have anywhere near the same level of crime and gang activity such as El Salvador. And that's true. But what is often typically inadequate with such comparisons is that it's not a realistic apples-to-apples comparison. Simply put, any given number of people per square mile can be very close to being the same. But there is a huge difference between one set of people who are relatively financially and socially stable, who have a comfortable place to live, regular employment, and no problem obtaining food and life's other basic necessities, and they are not overwhelmed by crime. Yet the vast majority of that same number of people who live in El Salvador, by comparison, live in an absolute hellhole of desperation. The simple reason for this disparity, it's the amount of marketable resources in an area versus a given population. Or put very simply another way, a small village may very well use 2 blacksmiths, but it can't use or need 20. This current background video, like so many other similar ones of its kinds, engages in the endless trope concerning socioeconomic issues. Mass unemployment leads to drugs, which in turn leads to drug cartels and so forth. In this case, they are talking about the El Salvadoran government's taking a very hard line anti-crime, anti-gang position, including their extremely high capacity and high-tech prison they have created to combat the problem. That's all well and good, except for one thing. In the long term, either one of these actions by the El Salvadorian government is going to stop the problem. And that problem is absolutely coming to America. For multiple reasons, the simplest of which is Central and South America simply have nowhere else to go. Now, I'm going to tell you the real cause of the problem. Question is, after I tell you this, what the real question comes down to is what you're going to ask me once you've listened to what I'm saying. What's going on here, ultimately, is this. And I want to also state that this is by no means limited to El Salvador. As a matter of fact, it is the same problem more or less all over the world. There is a worldwide disconnect with reality because the governments all over the world basically do everything in their power to maintain the current situation. Because to change this in any real and meaningful way is impossible within the current capitalist economic system, because it requires growth, endless population growth. So within the capitalist system, it's a catch-22, meaning it's the system itself, ultimately destroying everything, although fairly slowly. To say this as simply and concisely as possible, there are too many fucking people on the planet. And now, a brief message for my sponsor, you. In my entire life, I've never been a salesman. I've done many other things, but never been a salesman. I suppose because I don't like bullshit, and I don't like bullshitting others. That kind of thing just ain't my style. Being honest and direct is. So if you're enjoying my show, would you please subscribe and click the notification bell, because it really does help my channel grow. Now just a brief word about something I use called TubeBuddy. The rumor I heard about TubeBuddy is that it can make you a multi-millionaire in only 24 to 48 hours. That is, of course, just a rumor, but that's what I've heard. But seriously, I use it, and it offers a hell of a lot of ways to help make your channel a success. And it's easy to use, so check out TubeBuddy. And last but certainly not least, if you want to throw a very appreciated few bucks my way for a coffee or just to keep the lights on, the links to my Ko-Fi and my affiliated TubeBuddy are both in the description below. And now, let's get back to the show. Just keeping El Salvador as an example, if El Salvador suddenly had a population of 1 million or less, and that was sustained for several years, you would not only end up with a beautiful place, but beautiful, normal, healthy people. Drugs would virtually be gone, and certainly no cartels, because you wouldn't have social desperation keeping them in power. Just like you wouldn't have tens of thousands of invaders from Mexico crossing over into America, because you wouldn't have millions of redundant and unnecessary people. In nature, animal populations are controlled by predators, which in turn are subject to the limitations of the natural environment, meaning a given area only has so much food and water, only so much carrying capacity. When a people, I don't give a damn what color race they are, choose to ignore these rules without paying vital close attention to their own population and start outstripping their immediate environment for resources, they are doomed. And wherever they try to run away to, those people are also doomed, because they've not only shifted the resources load, it's just from one area to another. No matter how much you try to rearrange people, no matter how efficiently you try to cram tons of people, such as building large complexes going up to house people, you reach a point where you have maxed out the efficiency. Technology is indeed wonderful, but it has its limits. Humanity desperately needs to understand and accept that. I don't know how to explain this any simpler. In case you haven't noticed everything on the news, it seems as though the world's going crazy. That's not your imagination. It is, because this is what happens when you rapidly are running out of resources. Yet the mass of the people on the planet are either completely unaware of this or choose to deny it. As I have said many times before, in something like 2 decades, we could achieve a very pleasant existence, such as owning an actual home on a piece of land with a comfortable distance between our neighbors, not cookie-cutter suburban housing developments, vastly improved air and water quality, and much higher quality food. And crime, at least by comparison, virtually eliminated. All that has to be done, a matter of fact, must be done, to achieve this is significantly lower the planet's population. I'm talking about going from the current 8 or 9 billion down to 2 billion and keeping it there. I realize quite a few of you right now are probably laughing your ass off, but consider this. Remember all those desperate people I talked about in El Salvador? That's nothing. Just wait till all the rest of them decide to head north. I'm not just talking about Mexico. We're talking about Central and South America. And I can guarantee you it's going to happen, because their populations and desperations are not going to go away. As I just said, I can understand you laughing at my proposition. You might believe there is no way it can be done, and I'm saying it can be done, and it must be done, because the only other option is to carry on pretty much the same way we have so far, and whether it be through war, mass starvation, or Mother Nature herself creating a bacteria or virus that would make the bubonic plague look like a tea party. In the words of George Carlin, the earth itself would shake off mankind like a bad case of fucking fleas. Do you have an opinion one way or the other? Then drop me a line via my website link in the description below. Say whatever the hell you like, just be reasonably civil. Until next Monday or Friday, if this ain't earnest, what is?